This shitpost was made possible by contributions to your favorite VA. Just kidding. I'm not a VA. From patrons and listeners like you. Thank you. So I talked about like how good the quality was on my new mic. I haven't set up my other one. I have two of them, but I'm going to be doing stereo audios from now on. But I haven't set up the other one because I'm waiting on my other mic stand to come in and the desk. But I thought it would be fun to show all of you non-patrons the quality of my new microphone and my new interface. And I have studio earphones coming in today that I'm really excited about because they're Audio Technica and they're fucking gorgeous. But anyway, I thought it would be really, really fun to just read a couple of definitions off Urban Dictionary for you guys. And today we're going to be starting with the oddly specific, if you know, you know, fat pussy. Fat pussy is a meaty pussy. The lips on the outside are large and puffy and meaty. Like the part where hair is able to grow is meaty, opposite of bony. Black men say it's the best kind and is rare. They say, damn, and if fat too, it's good or great because when they hit up in it, they have a soft pillow to hit. Not bones. They say it grips their dick too and holds the juices in. The definitions listed are totally wrong. Also known as fat with a PH, pussy too. It is not a pussy on a fat chick though. A fat woman could have one too though, LOL. You often will have a camel toe in clothes if you have a fat pussy. For example, people can see the outline of it. The example says, damn, and it fat too? Is what a man will say when he realizes the woman has a fat pussy right before sex. And if she asks, is that good? He will say, yeah, the best kind. Probably make him come fast, LOL, swollen, puffy, meaty, etc., etc., etc. The outer lips and mound on top. I think you understand now! Exclamation mark. Here's a couple of other ones.
Oh God.
Bacon cakes. Making babies. Getting your grind one without a Jimmy hat. The example says, bitch, what you doing? You and dude over there baking cakes. Another word is shitting your teeth. When your significant other or date has lettuce or spinach or something visible in their teeth. The example says, blow me. Fuck you, you have shit in your teeth. Dream creep. When someone you know IRL shows up in your dreams, usually you want this person to fuck your brains out. The example says, I haven't had sex in months. Of course I'll let Carl dream creep on me. For fuck's sake, I don't even remember what sex is like. I'll take anything I can get. Beautiful. Fauci Ouchie. A nickname for the COVID-19 vaccine referencing Dr. Anthony Fauci. The definition says, I got my Fauci Ouchie today. Tan suit scandal. A scandal so trivial, it can only be compared to the backlash from Barack Obama's tan suit. The definition example says, hey, did you hear about Biden's Rolex? Who does he think he is, Trump? Nah, man, I ignore those tan suit scandals. Let's see. I'm just going to do random really quick. Ew, I'm not going to read that. RVCA, why is this in here? Hybridating, verb. Someone who ignores all their other friends when they are dating a boyfriend or girlfriend. The definition, the example says, I haven't seen or heard from Jennifer since she started hybridating Teddy 4 months ago. Chancla. The deadliest weapon known to a Latin kid, a flying slipper or flip-flop. Example, my mom hit me with a chancla. Callas. Callas means enough in Arabic. Snick. A small, delicate noodle that is literally a tail with a head. They know like nose boops. And then the definition, the example says, I love your snick. I love that one. What does small mean? I know what it means, but... Small, something extremely small or cute. That kitty is so small. Anyway, that is it. I hope you guys had fun with this. Wait, there's another one. Ghetto spread. Ghetto spread is what you make in jail when you can't afford the ingredients for a real spread. Ingredients. 1. Shrimp top ramen. Missing season packet because you used to season your eggs and potatoes for lunch. 1 bag of classic Lay's potato chips. While water is boiling, smash the fuck out of your bag of chicken. I mean, fuck my life. While water is boiling, smash the fuck out of your bag of shrimp top ramen. But be careful to not just throw the bag on the ground like you would normally do, because remember, this one is missing your bag of seasoning. Don't want to fuck up your spread by throwing your noodles all over your cell. Add noodles to water, and then once noodles are cooked, spread your noodles out on plastic bag, then pour your bag of classic Lay's on top of your top ramen. Say your prayer, then eat alone, and make sure you don't let any of the bums see you making this, or else your hungry ass won't be eating alone. A tiny baby face. After you break off for throwing your open bag of top ramen all over your celly, make sure to eat another ghetto spread for maximum results for your outdate little homie, and sound off when you're done. Okay. Should I do one more? Let's see. Kwan? Anyone who is out of control? You out of control, Kwan. That's what it says. Fiend. A person's desire or urge, obviously. Weeboo. A negative term directed to anyone overly obsessed with Japanese culture to the point where they become annoying. Used frequently on the image boards of 4chan. Most weeboos are uneducated about their obsession of choice and are often noobs who are overly zealous, trying to impress others with their otaku knowledge. Another trait of a weeboo is their desire to be Japanese. While the two terms are often fused together, weeboos are very different from anime fans and enthusiasts. A fan may be just as enthusiastic and knowledgeable about Japanese culture, mainly anime, but they either boast about their knowledge nor call themselves otaku because of its known negative connotation. Weeboo, like, oh my god, did anyone see the Inuyasha movie 3 on the Cartoon Networks last night? Lols, Sesshomaru is so hot. Weeboo too. I hope the Naruto fillers end soon, lol. Humble anime fan, shut the fuck up, weeboos. And this has been brought to you by me. I hope you guys can tell that the quality of my audios are different. Obviously, if you want to listen to more, I have a Patreon, and I make my living off of that. I hope this wasn't too shitposty. I don't think it was. Anyway, I hope you guys have a nice day. Bye.